We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. Hoo-wee. Let's do it. Let's do it.
The inbound throw, looking for something. To the corner. Culver shot blocked by Key. And we have overtime for the national championship.
How good is this? Never packed the tag, Texas Tech. Woo!
What did he say? Side note, Live the Web Girl, do you know what that guy just said right here?
Never packed the tag, Texas Tech. Woo!
Never packed the tech, peck the tech.
I don't know. It's plus that guy's bedtime. They can't do games that late at night, you know? And then
no, it was real late.
Here's Alex partying. Woo! Get a girl.
Yep. I voted for them to win.
Who?
Texas Tech.
No, Virginia.
Oh, get out of here. Yeah, Virginia won their first NCAA championship by beating Texas Tech last night, 85-77, your final. Last year, the Cavaliers became the first number one seed to lose to a number 16 seed. Talk about role reversals.
I know.
I predicted it, guys. Me.
Sports.
Oh, my.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I never get sports right.
That's not like the craziest pick I've ever heard.
No. To predict a number one seed to possibly win that's pretty.
That's not,
that usually happens.
Yeah.
Because I was excited.
That's why they are a one seed.
I thought I did a thing.
You know what would have been? You know what? Good job. Listen, I'm not going to poo-poo her.
Yeah.
She did. She tried.
Yeah.
That's cool, though. Yeah, sports with Alex.
You guys are so hard to impress.
Well, we do have refined taste. Thank you very much.
I know a guy that picked the exact Final Four.
Jeez.
Which I think is very impressive.
Wow, it's kind of hot. I'm not even into the dudes.
Hey, yeah. Alex, if you wanted a comeback, you should have said, Liv, did you predict Virginia to win? Porkchop, did you predict Virginia to win?
No, I predicted Duke.
Then why is everybody crapping on me?
I predicted Duke as well.
Because it's not, like, that's not an insane pick that, like, a number one seed would win the national championship. That's, like, the whole reason why they're a one seed.
Rats.
Ratsy rats. Yeah, so it's pretty crazy. Last year, they were out losing to a 16 seed, and now they're back in. Congratulations to them.
And they had a crazy ride. Like, every single game came down to the close wire. I mean, it was crazy.
Maybe they shouldn't have been a number one seed after all.
Maybe not, but I mean, they ended up winning. And also, I was surprised how much scoring there was going on just because they're both such defensive teams, but it was a really good game.
Now, who won a bet? You and Jewel Daddy, I saw, had some bet on your Instagram. What were you guys betting, Liv?
Well, he like actually put money on the line. I didn't, but I was going to bet the under because the line was at 120 in Vegas.
Now, simple stupid, what does that mean? That means 120 points scored?
Yes, 120 points scored. And so I was going to bet the under because they're both super defensive teams, and I thought it was maybe going to be a little bit of a blowout. So I thought Texas Tech wasn't even going to score that much, but they did end up like hitting the over. Well, and also that was even before overtime, but then you add overtime to it.
They went like way over though, right?
Yeah.
How much did he win?
I think he won like $30 or something.
Dang.
But his roommate put $50 on the line for Texas Tech to win at like the start of the, I think, second half or something like that. And he could have won $250.
Dang.
Nice. But he obviously lost it because Virginia won.
All right. Let's see here. Tax refunds are down by over $6 billion compared with the same time period in 2018. Nearly 2 million fewer people got refunds so far in 2019. And the average refund is $20 less than last year, according to the IRS. Now, in general, you don't want a refund back because that's your money. That being said, I don't mind not getting a refund, but holy crap, I owed so much. I had to adjust my stuff again. We're trying to find the right thing because me and my wife, if we were separate, we both would have got a lot of money back. But somehow, with our incomes combined, we owed a butt ton of money. We had to change our withholding, so we owed a lot of money. How'd you guys do? You guys rich? Get a tax return?
I got like a couple grand back.
What?
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
I got like a couple hundred back. I will be getting a couple hundred back.
Ugh.
Well, I got the big screw.
I owe
No, I'm asking about taxes.
Yeah, I owe $400.
Dude.
You think that's the big...
Well, I mean, on the show, like, unless... What, did you owe, Joe?
Yeah,
$400. Yeah. That's not bad.
I would bank that
$400. You've got $5 in your bank account.
Yeah, that's kind of bad.
Colossally
bad.
It's
bad for you.
My boyfriend knows someone who owed $30,000.
Oh, okay. I was not that bad.
$30,000. I would have to take out a loan.
Yeah. What do you do? You just leave the country, right? Like, you don't pay that.
Exactly. You just leave. Never come back. You leave everything behind.
You have to. You don't do anything. Okay. I want to know what you think about this mom right here. She could get jail time after letting her son go to the bathroom in a parking lot. Here's the story.
He's like, "Mom, I gotta pee. I gotta pee. I gotta pee." And I was like, "Well, hold on." He's like, "No, I gotta pee. I gotta really pee." And I was like, "Well, baby, there's nowhere for me to pull off. Mama, I'm about to pee my pants. I can't pick him up. You know, I'm not supposed to lift him. He was peeing before his pants were even all the way down. So obviously he had to go."
Okay, well, that didn't turn out so well for her because guess who was there? A sheriff's deputy witnessed the incident and cited her for disorderly conduct. She now faces up to 60 days in jail and a $5,000 fine.
Whoa. Accidents happen. And he was like, "Well, take him in the bathroom." What if I would have ran in the bathroom and somebody would have been in there? What was I going to do, let him pee on the floor of the gas station? I'm going to court, you know, on the 30th. Several days before I'm due. Yeah, I could get it extended, but I would rather deal with it when I'm pregnant, not when I have a newborn.
Oh, yeah, she's pregnant now, too. I don't understand. Listen, you can't just let your kids pee everywhere or poop everywhere. I get that. But can't we cut this lady a break?
It sounds like it was a total, like, just a accident.
We know bad parents. Like, "It's okay, Jimmy. You can pee on the bush at Walmart." That's different. This sounds like a mom pregnant just trying to get her son somewhere.
Yeah.
So I think it's the wrong thing there. Hopefully they will cut her a break in court. And I really like these places, but after seeing this video, I am so afraid to go back. You ever go somewhere you get to throw the axes? There's all kinds of different places.
Yeah, we've done that before.
Yeah, it was really fun and we had no problems. We weren't that good at it, but we had no problems. This girl throws it. She throws it so bad that it's like it hits the very bottom of the board. It doesn't even hit like the target. Just the very bottom of where she's throwing. And somehow, I've never seen this, does a weird ricochet. And if she wouldn't have ducked, guys, it would have hit her right in the head.
Ooh.
Swear to God, listen to this audio. You can hear like the clink clink. You gotta listen closely. Like everybody's like,
"No way."
And if she wouldn't have ducked, Alex, straight in the forehead. Swear
literally
to God.
F that. That is so freaking scary to me.
In the video, it almost looked like the floor was like rubber.
Rubber. Yeah. Maybe it was.
I know, but like that seems stupid.
Maybe
to
absorb
me.
It a bit. I don't know. Like, you know, so I don't know.
That video freaked me out so much that I don't even think that I'll be going to one of those places ever
again.
No,
I know I won't. I will not.
That's so scary.
I'm afraid to shave now.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Anything with a sharp edge coming near my face. All right, listen, if you want to see this video and everything else we talked about, one place you can go check it out. It's JoanAlexShow.com.